At this time last year, the Chinese city of Wuhan was in lockdown.
The city is the epicenter of a never-before-seen type of virus related to SARS. More than 570 people have been sickened in China so far, with at least 17 dead. The travel
suspension. That's NPR's Emily Feng on January 23, 2020. The disease caused by that never-before-seen virus she described would soon be known as COVID-19. China sealed off Wuhan, home to 11 million people, to try to stop its spread. The Wuhan lockdown began with a notice sent to people's smartphones at 2 a.m. announcing the airport and train stations would be shut down later that morning. The lockdown would last 76 days, ending on April 8th. Emily Feng was back in Wuhan last week, and while she was there, she spoke with my colleague Tanya Mosley, who asked how the city has changed.
I mean, it's almost literally like night and day. I visited a number of the sites that I had reported from early last year. Last year, they were dark and deserted, completely empty because people were still not allowed to leave their homes or apartments. Now you go back and the streets are not crowded, but there are people around, there's music playing, the signs are up again, stores are open, people are eating together in restaurants. The signs of life are really palpable, and the contrast is really stark. There are people driving on the streets again. Life has basically returned back to normal, with certain restrictions. I mean, people still have to get COVID tests, for example, if they travel outside of the city. And people still scan these little digital health certificates showing that they haven't been in close contact with virus cases in the last 7 days when they enter taxis or restaurants.
We know that a team of World Health Organization officials arrived there last week to investigate the origins of the virus. We were hearing that they were quarantined first. Have they started their work?
They will get out mid-next week. So they've been quarantining for just over a week now. They have less than a week left to go. It's not clear how much investigation they're going to be able to do. They will be accompanied by Chinese scientists that health authorities here have chosen. So, and it's been more than a year now since the virus first emerged in humans here in Wuhan. Since that time, samples have been destroyed. The seafood market where the first human cases were identified has been closed down and much of the equipment inside burned. So people are curious as to what they might actually find.
Wow. I mean, does the government say now that the origins of the virus actually started there? Do they admit that it started in Wuhan?
Government officials in China have obfuscated. Certain officials have even gone so far as to suggest that the virus was brought in from another country and that the first human cases did not begin in Wuhan. In fact, they might not have begun in China. Now, there's no proof that this is actually the case, but what's striking is when you talk to people in Wuhan, even some people who were among the first wave of seafood vendors to get sick in the city, they will tell you that they think it did not begin in China. Many of them believe that it began in the U.S., that it was brought to Wuhan. And although this is a conspiracy theory with no evidence, it's one that I found when I was reporting here in Wuhan last year. And it's one that's gained even more traction now that I've come back.
Oh, this will be very interesting to follow the World Health Organization investigation and what they find. That's NPR's Emily Feng in Wuhan. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that was my colleague Tanya Mosley speaking with NPR's Emily Feng.